For how many people are there in London today who realise that my co-partner, as you wittily dub her, is none other than Hermione Baddeley? And by the way, she wants me to thank you for the facsimile letter you sent her and say that she's getting on in years and feeble and is not able to attend to her correspondence as she would wish, and so she cannot answer your letter personally. An awful thought has dawned. It is all a joke, and you aren't really my friend at all. I must try to dismiss this thought. It depresses me. To lose a friend like you in so few words. Oh, no. So, dear anonymous friend, if this should chance to meet your eye, please keep your promise and come round one night. Yes, and bring your friends too, for I know intuitively that your friends will be my friends. Cordially yours, Hermione Gingold, P.S. If you wish to strike at me with your wrath in my home, I am always in between 10:30 and 12 in the morning. Excluding Tuesday, which is a bad day, as a lot of tiresome tradespeople call for the same reason. You will easily recognise my apartment, for apart from the number 85, marked in plain figures on the door, over the knocker there is a notice. Strike twice and wait. Bell out of order.